Hey, good morning. Eric, E-R-I-C, Blackshire, B-L-A-C-K-S-H-I-R-E. Eric Blackshire. Mr. Blackshire was born 6/13/58. Mr. Blackshire was seen 10/5. So let's see, 58, did I say? So he's a 65-year-old gentleman, of course. Recently hospitalized with multiple medical issues and problems. He has had a stroke a few years ago. He was hospitalized with another stroke recently, UTI, bacteremia, sepsis, metabolic encephalopathy, hypocalcemia, hypomagnesemia, coronary artery disease, diabetes, hypertension, seizure disorder, history of CVA with left-sided weakness, bedbound, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, impulsiveness, anemia, hypoalbuminemia, protein-calorie malnutrition, sundowner syndrome, and multiple other issues, period. In the paragraph, patient was hospitalized and sent to rehab, and now he lives at home. The family has discussed hospice care with his physicians at the hospital, and since the order was given for this, I've been asked to evaluate the patient for hospice care at this time, period. Patient's medication reviewed and dictated separate, allergy none. Patient's discharge plan states that patient had sepsis, bacteremia, acute UTI, and the slew of other issues and problems that was mentioned above. Seizure medication is the main reason that, newest medication that he was placed on, periods. Also, he's had issues with sundowner syndrome and at times very aggressive. His primary caregiver is his niece who lives with at this time. Social, he's single. He doesn't have any children. Surgery, he's had four back surgery, history of coronary artery bypass graft, medical problems as was mentioned. Since his stroke, he's had left-sided weakness, leg pain, confusion, and has become very emotional at times with sundowner syndrome, yelling and screaming at his family members. Let's see. COVID immunizations up to date. Oh, under social, put down he used to smoke and drink, but he hasn't done that for some time. He used to be a truck dealership operator. Period. Recent blood tests showed a urine of 11, creatinine of 1.0, which has improved since hospitalization. Period. Exam, his blood pressure was 170 over 82, pulse is 90, respiration is 18, heart pulses 1 pulse is 2, lungs, bronchi, abdomen is soft, left side of the dense paralysis noted, the patient is in diaper. No PEG tube, no Foley catheter, skin shows decreased turgor, there's deformity of the left foot and left leg related to his recent stroke. Period. Assessment, number one, end-stage stroke, number two, bacteremia, next number is sepsis, next number is diabetes, next number patient has had a PICC line and has finished his long-term course of antibiotic at the hospital and at the rehab center. Yes, ma'am. Give me 2 seconds. I'll come. You have her vitals and everything? Okay. Patient, next number is, this gentleman is a 65-year-old gentleman with history of stroke. end stage with recurrent stroke recently, hospitalization with seizure, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, ADL dependency, and family has decided against any further hospitalization, rehab stay, and has asked for hospice to evaluate patient at this time, period. The paragraph will do finger stick blood sugar, even though that may not be an issue at this time, since A, he's not septic, and B, he's not eating very much. Period. We'll clean up his medication and his, the number of medications that he's on, period. He also suffers from hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease, most recently seizure disorder, period. He lives with his family, ADL dependent, protein, history of anemia, renal insufficiency, and bowel and bladder incontinence. He also has left-sided weakness, left-sided dense paralysis, along with what appears to be contractures causing pain, and would require pain medication to control his symptoms. Thank you. At the end, the patient does fit the criteria for hospice, most likely does have less than 6 months to live. Thank you.